Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, March 13th. Here's a fun question, Jay. This might be a good show poll, even though we have a poll out for football. I just thought of it, though. What are people most looking forward to? If you find out, well, I mean, you find out, but you know ahead of time that St. Patrick's Day and Selection Sunday are one and the same in 2024, which one are you more excited about? Green beer, pretending you're Irish, wearing your green, or March Madness and the selection show? What about you?
Well, personally, I don't drink on Sundays because we work. So, Selection Sunday.
That is the right answer. It was not meant to be a trap set for producer Jay, but he sidestepped it nicely.
True. I mean,
also, you're not Irish, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not. Not even
say,
a little bit.
I was going to say, I don't know if you have a sliver in there.
Nope.
There's no part of me that's Irish. I'm not a big fan of people pretending like they're Irish just so they can celebrate on St. Patrick's Day.
Like
I think
those
that's dumb.
I'm pretending to be Irish.
Right. Or, yeah. No, thanks. But I'm not a huge fan of green anyway. I like green grass. I like green on the stems of my flowers. I like green plants, but I'm at green trees, but otherwise green belongs outside.
I really don't wear green at all.
I don't either. Really don't. Christmas time, every now and then I'll do something goofy and wear red and green on a sweater. Actually, Jay gave me an ugly Christmas sweater and it's got a fair amount of green on it, but really green's not a color that I wear a lot. I like Irish food. So a couple of weeks ago, went to a place near my town that's got great Irish food. I loved visiting Ireland, one of my favorite vacations of all time. Actually, it was a cross-cultural when I was in school. And so I learned a ton. So yeah, there's a lot I love about Ireland and the Irish culture and the food for sure. But St. Patrick's Day, there's a whole lot of people just using an excuse to drink green beer or any kind of beer, really.
Really any beer will do on that day, yeah.
So Sunday then is both St. Patrick's Day as well as Selection Sunday. But I think that'd be a fun poll. Who do you think wins out? St. Patty's Day or Selection Sunday? The Hoops fans or the alcoholics?
It's tough to compete with beer.
Kidding. Did you say it's tough to compete with beer?
It is.
So is your family going to be drinking green beer? You just can't partake on Sunday.
Probably not green, but there might be some beers consumed, I would imagine.
Will you will you eat corned beef and hash?
Absolutely.
Really?
Love it. Yep.
So even though you're not Irish, you'll take a break from being Italian and have corned beef and hash.
Every St. Patty's Day. So we have a deli slicer in our basement.
Of course you do. You also have, what's that called?
A kegerator?
Kegerator.
Yeah, so that,
a word I'd never heard until I met producer Jay.
It's a perfect combination for Sunday, actually.
A kegerator and a cheese slicer.
Yeah, like a real like deli slicer. It was my grandpa had it. Don't know where he got it. But, you know, when he passed away, we got that. And
wow,
you inherited
a deli slicer.
Yeah, so you get the corned beef like all in one thing, and then you whatever, boil it for a while in like the with the cabbage or the whatever you put in there, and then just slice it all up, and it's delicious.
Now, see, I this is not necessarily Irish, but I'd go potatoes and sauerkraut, something like that. I would do a sausage. When we went to this Irish restaurant, Bob had bangers and mash.
Oh, nice.
It was delicious. It was sausage and mashed potatoes. It was delicious. I had a Dublin pie, which is an authentic shepherd's pie. So not the beef kind that we have here in the Americas. Though that is delicious, but this was an actual Dublin pie with a lamb. Oh, so good. Oh, yeah. It was and Irish soda bread.
Holy I haven't had that in a long cow. Time. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Oh, yeah. This was the best Irish soda bread I've ever had with whipped butter.
Nice.
I seriously could have eaten the entire loaf. Now. Yeah, right? So if nothing else, maybe I'll see if I can find a recipe for Irish soda bread. Would you try it if I made it?
Absolutely.
I'm not really a bread baker, but maybe I'll do it. So what do you think?
I think it'd be good.
You think beer would win out?
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day and green beer would win out over selection show?
I do.
I guess people could say, I'll catch up with the brackets later in the week.
I'll catch it on the rerun. I think beer would win in a good amount, healthy amount.
All right. We should try that. We should try that into the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Giving it away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on what is now a Wednesday morning. It's our hump show, your hump day. And, of course, we're covering free agency, and we're looking forward to seeing the results, the end results of our latest poll, which is the team, the favorite in the AFC North right now. Right now. Okay, but Derrick Henry going from Tennessee to Baltimore. I love this move. This might be the best fit and, I think, the best upgrade of any team at the running back position. I know Chicago is high on bringing in DeAndre Swift. I think that was a big one as well. But some of the running back swaps, I actually don't think are upgrades. I don't think Tennessee upgraded by going from Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard. Maybe he's a couple years younger, but he's not Derrick Henry. This is a great move for the Baltimore Ravens. That's just one of the moves. Patrick Queen, by the way, is dead to Lamar Jackson. If you don't know what we're talking about, Queen is headed to the rival Steelers. And do you think that, Jay, this is just my question. I don't know if this is a popular thing now, but do you think Lamar Jackson was playing off the whole Tiki and Saquon Barkley thing, and that's why he decided to use the phrase, "You're dead to me, Patrick Queen"?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the case.
But where did SpongeBob SquarePants come in?
That I don't know. Lamar is interesting, and I don't know.
Lamar is unique.
There was a bad time for SpongeBob. So.
No one like Lamar on the planet. I love Lamar Jackson press conferences. He's just so down to earth. Just doesn't have anything to hide.
Bread and butter, peanut butter and jelly, whatever you want to call it.
He showed his butt. That's one of my favorite ones.
He just showed his butt. He just showed his tail.
He's just Lamar Jackson. He is unique. But can you imagine how excited he is about having Derrick Henry in his backfield?
Gosh, I can imagine. I mean, he's arguably got a bigger threat in the goal line. It's not him now. I mean, the Ravens were always that goal line team to push the ball. Now, hand it to him. If I'm Lamar, give it to him. I don't got to sacrifice my body as much anymore this season. Give the ball to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, sounds good. Although, as recently as Monday, he was tweeting about top five comedy and action movies of all time. So I guess he needs a distraction in the offseason as well. He doesn't have the contract dispute this year. So instead, he wanted to know from the fans, top five comedy and action movies of all time. I mean,
it's impossible.
Even athletes like movies. That's fun. I don't see anything about Derrick Henry. I only see comedies and action movies.
I see responses. Derrick Henry to the Ravens is going to be the greatest action movie ever.
That's a good point. So Derrick Henry to me is a huge signing. I love it for Baltimore. I know it's hard to keep the band together, and they have lost a couple of guys. 13-4 last year. Will they still be the team to beat in the AFC North? We asked that question and reaction to the Browns signings, as well as to the rest of the division, of our friend Daryl Ryder. He joined us. He set his alarm, and he joined us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. So if you missed that conversation, it's available on our podcast, of course, right after the show is done. And maybe we'll bring back a little bit of that. But the poll is up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as our Facebook page. Now, I was not expecting to talk about the Jets at all, really. I know they've made a couple of moves, I guess. Nothing to write home about. I am fully expecting them to sign David Bakhtiari, though. Did I miss that? Have they signed David Bakhtiari?
The jersey's already made up, I'm sure. But no, it's not official.
Okay. So I wasn't expecting to talk about them as much when I got to work. But Jay sent me a tweet. Jay sent me a text. Don't ever send me a tweet. Jay sent me a text. Something along the lines of Aaron Rodgers in politics. And I did roll my eyes. I'll admit it. And then I start reading the story. Of course. Of course is what I have to say. Here's a question I never thought I'd pose. If, Jay, stop howling with laughter behind the double pane glass. If Aaron Rodgers is on the presidential ticket in 2024, does he still quarterback the Jets? What, does he campaign during the week and then play on Sundays? And also, if you're the Jets, now they've remained mum on the idea. He's not yet the running mate for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but did you know there's a website devoted to it? Jay, check out the website. Apparently, it's on GoDaddy, or it's a GoDaddy website, which right away says legitimate. It screams legitimate. It's a GoDaddy website that is, hold on, let me see if I can find the address. Kennedy Rogers with a D, KennedyRogers.com. See what's up there. It looks like it was the domain name was already scooped up.
Yeah.
Nothing there?
No, it's
under construction.
It looks like that they didn't have that one, so let me try a different one.
Kennedy, are you spelling it right?
I believe so.
KennedyRogers.com. So maybe it's not up yet because they haven't yet made the official announcement.
Yeah, I see. It comes up. It says KennedyRogers.com. GoDaddy's in the top left corner, yet there's not really a
there's
website
nothing there
here yet. No.
Okay. So I bet they scooped it up because there's the possibility that Robert F. Kennedy, who's an independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., could ask Aaron Rodgers to be his running mate. The Jets have not commented. I could imagine there is much consternation behind the scenes, though. They rebuilt their entire roster. Well, not their entire roster. They rebuilt their team around Aaron Rodgers. They brought in a bunch of dudes that he wanted last season. They brought in an offensive coordinator that he would feel comfortable with. All of this because they were sure they were going to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Admit it, Jay. As soon as Rodgers and the Packers and Jets had to work all this out, as soon as they worked it out and Rodgers was traded to the Jets, Super Bowl was the phrase all around New York.
Immediately.
Even before he actually officially signed, but immediately, yes. Four plays into the season, it's 9-11. It's this incredible crowd at MetLife Stadium. Four snaps into the season, he's out for the year. It ruined them for 2023. And it's partly on them because Zach Wilson still was not ready to be on the field. He was supposed to be learning, blah, 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 blah. I get all that. But it's your fault for not bringing in a better backup quarterback in case your 39-year-old QB blows an Achilles. Though Rodgers had been really durable, other than a couple of collarbones, he hadn't had those types of crazy injuries. So they lose 2023. There's frustration. There's coaches on the hot seat. There's players that came in with Rodgers that were just a waste of money. As much as I like Alan Lazard, now granted, there was nobody actually throwing the ball, right? Once Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle, there's somebody, Trevor Siemian, how could I forget? Once those guys were in the rotation, the wide receivers became nearly irrelevant. So I understand it's not all on them. But Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Dalvin Cook, all these pieces that they brought in to make Aaron happy, just a waste of money. So now They're all excited. He actually is officially going to be healthy to start 2024. Except he might be healthy and on the campaign trail. This is crazy. You've got to imagine, as much as Aaron Rodgers is a smart dude and has very strong opinions, do you think he would still be allowed on the McAfee show if he was a presidential? Well, he'd be a vice presidential nominee. Would he still be welcome on the? Would he be allowed to do? There's no way.
More than welcome.
Right. There's no way. There's no way that campaign would allow him to do the McAfee show.
Unless, in a weird way, could it bolster the campaign?
I mean, the thing is, if you have Aaron Rodgers on your ticket, you're already getting all kinds of headlines.
True.
The instant name recognition.
You don't need that show
to get
the
headlines. And RFK has name recognition. The issue, of course, is that they're independents. And so you're already fighting an uphill battle. But if they could grab any of the popular vote, you could imagine it would make both the Republicans and Democrats just fit to be tied.
People would be sweating.
It was April 25th. So we're not even to the point where they actually finalized the trade last year. But from that point on, it was Super Bowl. Well, until four snaps into the season. Now they feel like we're going to keep the band together. We're going to give this one more try because he's going to be healthy. He's going to be 40. He's ready to go. Only to be considering a vice presidential nominee. I mean, come on. He wouldn't. Wait, it's Aaron Rodgers. He might. Jay, are you kidding me?
If he does or he doesn't, he's definitely not going to nip this in the bud anytime soon.
Only the Jets.
Because he is loving us talking about him being in the presidential office. This is, Aaron Rodgers loves
this. I mean, it's a long shot.
Sure, but just the fact that we are thinking that is even a possibility that Aaron Rodgers could be the vice president, this is all he wants. This is all he's ever wanted. Us to talk about him in the best way, that he's glowing, he's this extraordinary person, that we can do things people can't do.
He thinks that it's tough to be a quarterback in the spotlight. He already rages against the machine when it comes to the stuff that people say about him. Mm. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet, man. If you step into the political arena when it comes to presidential nominees, vice presidential nominees, oh my gosh. But again, from the Jets' perspective, are you bleeping kidding me? We've decided we're going to stand pat. We're going to wait for you to get healthy. We're going to give this one more try. Robert Saleh's job is hitched to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and Hackett as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe not
Joe
their
Douglas,
GM. I don't think so, though. He's made some really good moves in his time as the GM. But they essentially were in a holding pattern. Like a plane that can't land because there's fog or a storm or wind. They're just flying around the outside marker or the outer marker waiting for Aaron Rodgers to get healthy.
The entire franchise is resting on Aaron Rodgers' Achilles right now. It's
no, it's resting on his political aspirations.
Well, I guess now, yeah.
Oh, they've got to be pissed. Just the idea. I hope he nips this in the bud right away. He won't. You're probably right.
He's going to let this drag out as long as possible. The more people want to talk about him potentially being in the office, why would he nip that? He's going to love that.
I mean,
Jeopardy. All these things. Yes. Like, he does these things.
He is smart. And I can imagine he wants something to keep his brain occupied. But he hasn't actually talked publicly about this. It's more just the chatter around him. Because the website domain name is gone, because he talks a ton about RFK, he endorses him whenever he can in interviews, and they share some similar views. I can't imagine. The Jets have got to be, maybe the Jets are, you think they're nervous? I would be pissed. Like, you are freaking kidding me. It would be all I could do not to be firing off the kind of emotional text messages to my quarterback that I couldn't take back.
I guess it's kind
of... Try to cut your ass.
But all season, even when they were dealing with the Wilson stuff and their franchise was in turmoil last season, and he kept going on McAfee and all these shows and saying, I'll be back week 13, whatever. I'm trying.
That was all a sham.
Right. So that was a distraction too, but the Jets have allowed this. So why would they get mad at him for this?
I will give him credit for this. Number one, he hasn't address this publicly, so it's not generated by him, I don't think, or maybe it is. Maybe they're leaking it behind the scenes. Maybe he's the one that grabbed the domain name. Or number two, he said, like, very energetically, he can't wait to get back to play football, that he doesn't want his career to end the way that it did in 23. So I'm going to go with no. This is just something that he didn't generate. He just happens to be in the middle of it. He's going to nip it in the bud soon.
He recently said 4 more years. I just didn't know this was the 4 more years he was talking about.
Nice. Oh, heavens to Betsy. This is just from the category of you can't make the stuff up, and yet it is Aaron Rodgers right in the middle of it. Of
I'm
course
not a
it
dumb
is.
Jock.
See, he's out to prove that now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but 2 decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Steph Curry for president.
Thank y'all for welcoming us here.
Yay, nay, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you have an interest in politics?
I have an interest in leveraging every part of my influence for good in the way that I can. So if that's the way to do it, then I'm not saying the presidency, but if politics is a way that you can create meaningful change, or if there's another way outside of politics, you know, that we can do.
You're not ruling it out?
No.
2028, you never
not
know.
That soon.
Not that soon, okay.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of Steph Curry, and he's identified there with a reporter on CBS Mornings. And I like the fact that right away he says not 2028. So obviously not right now. In fact, he's expected to practice today and potentially be on the court again by the weekend, coming off the ankle sprain. But he clarifies quickly, not right now. I got a contract. I've got many games left to play in the NBA. And I'm going to assume, though you know what happens when you do that, I'll assume this is not Aaron Rodgers generated. This is maybe the RFK campaign or people around the RFK campaign, or maybe it's political strategists who think, ooh, Aaron Rodgers talks about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a ton. Maybe that would be a way to increase our profile. So maybe it's a strategy and it has nothing to do with Aaron, and there's no way he would say yes. I'm going to assume this is not coming from his camp. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Just floated out there so that people are talking about him in a different arena as an independent who could be a vice presidential candidate. Could you imagine? Do you think he would be the reason people would vote or the reason people would not vote for that ticket?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think he would get a ton of votes, honestly. I don't. But I don't know.
Well, he would be the VP, not the actual.
Right, so, yeah.
I mean, the Kennedy family is obviously renowned and pretty popular. I don't. Yeah, interesting. I'm waiting for him to refute it any day now. He's any hour now. He's going to come out and refute it. This is not me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for all your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We did that last hour. If you missed it, it will be up on our Facebook page and Twitter as part of our podcast. And we're working on a new video version, so make sure that you follow our YouTube channel or subscribe. Jay loves that. Named after the show on YouTube. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Tom is in Maryland. Tom, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy.
Hey.
The one thing I want to say about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets is I don't think they're so much pissed that he could actually win the vice presidency with RFK in 2024.
No.
I think they're just more pissed that the circus continues around him and it distracts from football.
True.
And there must be something in the water in Green Bay because Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers both took a sip and went crazy. I'm going to retire. No, I'm not. I'm going to retire. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Oh, bye. That was Favre.
Well, now, I mean, a lot of athletes retire and unretire. Tom Brady did the same thing. It's hard.
I know.
In emotion, you're not supposed to make a decision like that in emotion.
But Tom didn't make a circus about it.
I mean, there's just a circus anyway when it comes to a player of that caliber.
But Tom didn't feed it like these other kids did. Mm. And the other thing is about Aaron Rodgers. I hate to see anybody get hurt like he did, but to miss the season made me smile for him.
Oh.
Because the way he left Green Bay, oh, you disrespect me. You brought in another quarterback. Well, you know, they brought you in when Favre was there. They just, it's business. And Rodgers should know that.
Yeah, I'm sure that he does. But it's never fun to come face to face with your own sports mortality. So I think this is probably just a rumor around him. I can't imagine that it's him generating this because he is under contract. I don't know if that matters, but I suppose he could retire at any time. But he has just been touting how he wants to play a couple more years now because he can't stand to walk away. So we'll see. I'm gonna assume he'll come out really quick.
And I think the two of them would be better suited in 2028. When RFK is going to go back on the Democrat side and be more of a political force.
All right. That's as much politics as we're ever going to talk on this show. Thank
you,
Tom.
That's all I had to say.
I appreciate it. No. I don't care. I don't know. I have no interest in 2028. No. Jay loves to go back into our Aaron Rodgers reserves, our archives, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he was going to be so focused on football in New York.
If you want to be a winning organization and to put yourself in position to win championships and be competitive, everything that you do matters. And the bullshit that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building.
I mean, technically, he's not in the building right now, but
nice.
We don't need any of this BS, this outside noise that has nothing to do with football. It should be all about winning. Now, he didn't clarify should be winning football or winning a vice presidential nominee.
He meant elections, yeah.
He meant elections, right? Just, and then you've got the Sauce Gardner, Mecole Hardman sparring, which I don't think at this point really resonates a whole lot because it's the offseason. Mecole Hardman went back to the Chiefs and won a Super Bowl ring. I don't know how much it resonates, but it's the time of the year where this type of stuff flares up and catches a lot of attention. Here's the deal. As long as it's not the police blotter, fine. Go on podcast, talk smack. I hate this guy. I hate this team. I might run for the vice president. You don't have to run for it. I might accept the vice presidential nominee. I might be on the 2024 ticket. Great. All of that in the offseason, as long as you're not getting arrested. This is better. This is a better use of your offseason.
Who had Aaron Rodgers on the 2024 ballot on their bingo card this year?
Right? Are there betting odds now, do you think? Will Aaron Rodgers be on the RFK ticket? There probably are. That's kind of nutty. So there's plenty going on in actual football, but it is a bit of the silly season. We're asking you which team in the AFC North is the favorite right now. And as much as I thought Baltimore would be the overwhelming favorite based on MVP, Derrick Henry, best defense in the league last season, 13 wins, top seed in the AFC. I know they didn't capitalize on it, but it's the Chiefs. We are getting a mixed bag. And that makes sense to me because every team in the division was above 500 last year, even the Bengals without Joe Burrow the second half. A lot of you are pointing to Pittsburgh. Bunch of you are saying Cincinnati as soon as Joe Burrow's back. Now, Joe Mixon is gone. And so that's one piece of it. Zach Moss is there. Yeah. T. Higgins has requested a trade. They can't pay everyone. So there is a bit of that type of, well, the type of business is going on in every place in the NFL right now, except for maybe Dallas. Cowboys fans are so mad that there's been almost nothing going on except for a couple guys lost. That's it, really.
Get Mrs. Box.
But what is the AFC North favorite in March? It means a whole lot of nothing, but in March. So you can find that poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Yeah, I'm seeing a number of Browns as well. I like the moves the Browns have made, but it did not include Joe Flacco. Wah, wah, wah. Part of our conversation with Daryl Ryder from our 92.3 affiliate in Cleveland. He's always great. His responses about the Steelers and the Ravens. Classic.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Podcast.
Flacco from under center from the 25. Play fake to Hunt and a roll out to the left. Flacco eyes downfield. Deep shot. Left sideline. Wants Cooper. He has it. Running free at the 20. At the 10. Touchdown! Amari Cooper is in the end zone.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Joe Flacco. Lightning in a bottle, baby. Comeback player of the year in the NFL at 38 years old, helped to lead the Cleveland Browns to the postseason as a wild card out of the AFC North. But it's not Joe Flacco who will back up Deshaun Watson in 2024. And I know this had to be disappointing for a bunch of Browns fans. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Instead of Joe Flacco, it's Jameis Winston behind Deshaun. I had a chance to catch up with Daryl Ryder of our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan, and I asked him, what's his reaction to that quarterback room?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not exactly blown away with them bringing in Jameis Winston, but I certainly understand the philosophy behind it. The Browns feel Winston, younger player with new offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, will fit what they want to do offensively with Deshaun this coming season a little better. Had they brought back Joe Flacco, you'd basically have to set up two offenses, which is what the Browns have done in the past with a couple of years ago, the Jacoby Brissett during the Deshaun Watson 11-game suspension year. We got to see it last year when Flacco took over. Kevin Stefanski and Alex, then offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt, kind of tweaked some things to make Flacco comfortable. I think that with them bringing in Winston, this allows them not to have to have separate playbooks, if you will. And it allows them to seamlessly operate. They certainly apparently are going to pay a decent price. He's going to get, around $4 million in base salary. And depending if he sees the field, maybe that can bump his compensation up to closer to $9 million. But the Flacco wars are on here in Cleveland. We've had the Baker brother wars. We've had the Sashi wars. It seems every couple of years we have a war amongst the fan base. You know, there are a lot of Browns fans, no question about it, that are really disappointed that Joe Flacco, of course, won the comeback player of the year because of what he was able to do in five starts for the Browns, is not going to be back. But again, I certainly understand why the Browns organization made the move that they did. By moving in the direction of Jameis Winston, and hopefully he doesn't have to see the field in 2024.
Why did it work with Flacco now, looking back, Daryl?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I kind of feel like that Joe Flacco and the way he played was like Kevin Stefanski's dream quarterback for 5 weeks. Because it was, work off play action and chuck the ball deep down the field. You know, it's a great story. It's one that Browns fans will be able to tell their grandkids about someday. Unfortunately, the pumpkin returned. The clock struck midnight during the wild card game against the Houston Texans, where he ended up throwing a couple of pick sixes that really put that game out of reach, which was obviously a disappointing end. But yeah, I just think it was a magical 5 weeks. He and Amari Cooper and Elijah Moore really seemed to connect, along with David Njoku. And also, too, the Browns were a good football team. They really were. I kind of feel like that the Joe Flacco move was the ultimate, let's just throw something against the wall because we're desperate to save this season and hope it works. And it did work. Just because it worked doesn't mean it's going to work again. And let's be honest about it. If the Browns did bring Joe Flacco back and he had to see the field in 2024 and things did not go as well, then everyone's going to complain. Why didn't you upgrade the backup quarterback? Why did you bring Joe? Yeah. So in some respects, if you're a GM, you can't win with your fans. It was a great story with Joe. He was the consummate professional, earned the respect of the locker room real fast. He put in the effort to do that. Spent time with his new teammates off the field on road trips and things like that. He could have rode in with a little bit of an ego because of his distinguished resume and whatnot, but he didn't. I think that all of those things kind of factored in to why he was able to do what he did in such a short amount of time.
Such a great story. And of course, as you point out, he was the NFL Comeback Player of the Year for 23. Daryl Ryder is with us from our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan, sifting through what the Browns have done in the first couple days of free agency. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Any updates on the two injured players, Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb? What do we know?
Well, Nick Chubb not going to be ready for the beginning of the season. That would be, in my view, miraculous if he was able to be ready for the beginning of the season. So my understanding is the rehab there is going well. If there's anyone that can come back from having his knee rebuilt for a second time, it's Nick Chubb. But I'm also a little realistic about that particular situation. As far as Deshaun Watson goes, Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey went out to Los Angeles to, I guess, in Stefanski's terms, talk big picture with Deshaun, because league rules prohibit them to talk about football. So I'm guessing they were talking about Deshaun's favorite night spots in L.A. and favorite restaurants, and maybe he's got a great view of the beaches out there in Los Angeles. I'm guessing that they went over the backup quarterback plan in free agency with him so that, you know, he wouldn't be taken aback by anything. Again, I'm making an assumption there because I certainly wasn't in the meetings, but by all accounts, things are going really well with Deshaun. He's supposed to begin throwing a football here in the next couple of weeks, which obviously is a pretty big deal. But all indications are that the recovery and the rehab from that shoulder surgery to repair that broken bone in his throwing shoulder have gone extremely well.
Deshaun Watson is the biggest question mark about the Browns. I said it before, I'll say it again. You can't go the better part of 4 years without playing on a consistent basis and expect that it's going to be smooth sailing coming off an injury like this. It definitely is a huge question mark for the Browns. They have not gotten the return on their enormous investment. And they still owe him, what, more than $130 million? Fully guaranteed. More than Kirk Cousins is making in his new deal with the Atlanta Falcons. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The college basketball kind of brouhaha that's getting ready to tip off on Sunday. It's one of my favorite sporting events of my favorite 3 weeks of the entire year. It's a perfect sporting event. And the NFL is graciously getting its free agency, at least this early frenzy, out of the way before Selection Sunday. But I'm holding my breath because do you all remember a couple of years ago, Tom Brady retired on Selection Sunday night? I was sitting there doing interviews. So I had equipment at home with me. It's called a Comrex if you're keeping notes. And I remember I was just about to jump into interviews with a Gonzaga player and some coaches, and up pops the news, Tom Brady retiring.
Sorry.
I don't even think it was 5 minutes after the selection show was done. Tom Brady retiring. What else could happen on Selection Sunday? It's the bracket reveal for both men and women, actually. It's St. Patrick's Day. I just saw a commercial for Guinness. Do you think that the phones are listening to us?
Probably.
No, just kidding. It's not a smart TV. So it's no.
Oh, yeah, here, no.
None of the equipment here are smart. None of the equipment here is smart.
It's a dumb TV.
So is my phone. It's from 1982. No, it's actually a flat screen. It's not a tube.
Is that color?
Could you imagine if we had a tube TV in here?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, it's it just popped up as a commercial for Guinness. So it's St. Patrick's Day, and some breaking news is going to happen in the NFL. I just know it. The league does it on purpose, strategically drop these bombs anytime you start to pay attention to another sport.
We don't always agree.
Well, that's for sure. Hey, speaking of another sport, this one's more of a niche sport, and yet it's gotten a lot of attention over the last couple weeks because of a moose. A moose making headlines at the Iditarod. Well, that same musher who had to kill the moose because he was tangled up with his dogs and stomping one of his dogs, and actually he was in danger too, that musher who then was served a 2-hour penalty because he didn't properly gut the moose while he was in the middle of racing the Iditarod, that guy just won his 6th Iditarod. How about that? Overcomes the penalty, overcomes the conditions, the record snow, the brutal cold, all of the other mushers and teams. Dallas Seavey is the winner. So this is his 6th. And man, it took a lot of mental and physical strength and fortitude to get through it.
The first Iditarod that I won was a super special one. It will always be the most special one to me. And I feel like that one proved that we can win the Iditarod. When things go well, we can win the Iditarod. Maybe we need some luck. When we got the second one, it proves it's not a fluke, you know? We're supposed to be here. And then you get to 4. Now you got to win races you shouldn't have won, right? You win all the ones you should win and then a few that you shouldn't. And then five in 2021 was super special. I think this one now, number six, I think these are the ones you have to win, or to get there, you have to win one that there's no way you should win it, right? And I feel like it's pretty special to me in that way. This one was supposed to be hard.
Well, it definitely was that. Again, not only the record snow that we heard about from Matt the Musher last week, but his encounter with the moose and having to put the moose down, an injured dog that had to be airlifted out of there, then having to deal with the penalty because he chose not to stick around and gut the moose sufficiently, like a tauntaun. That was the analogy or the mental image that we gave you for you Star Wars fans. But wow, six Iditarods that he's won. This one's got to be the toughest. Have a great hump day. We'll talk to you tonight after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.